This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Health officials want to close one of the oldest psychiatric hospitals in the state and issue a $1 million fine. Timberlawn Mental Health System in Dallas has had a series of violations dating back to 2009. Some mental health advocates in North Texas say they've been preparing for Timberlawn's closure for a while. When reports about unsafe conditions at Timberlawn Hospital came out a few years ago, mental health advocates had to scramble to find other places to send patients for treatment. Sherry Cusimano is president of the National Association of Mental Illness in Dallas. She's also executive director of community education for Green Oaks Hospital, another Dallas facility that accepts psychiatric patients.
At this point in time, you know, the community has had to fill in those holes, and they have.
Timberlawn is one of the few psychiatric hospitals in Dallas that admits poor and uninsured patients. Last year, federal health officials cut the hospital's funding because of patient safety concerns. Cusimano says that meant the 144-bed facility had to reduce the number of beds for patients on Medicare or Medicaid.
Since they haven't been serving any more than 10 people for quite some time, I'm not sure that them not reopening would have a major impact on the community. You know what I'm saying? It's like, how can you miss what you haven't had?
Many mental health advocates say Timberlawn Hospital's ongoing problems highlight the lack of quality care for people who need treatment. Carrie Williams is a spokeswoman for the Texas Health Department.
The bottom line is we're not in the business of shutting down hospitals. That's the last thing that we want to do. What we want to do is work with hospitals to make corrections and make sure that they're providing safe care for people.
The company that owns Timberlawn did not respond to KERA's request for comment. The hospital has said it's made improvements and wants to keep serving patients. Stella Chavez, KERA News.